I want something in my catalog or events that's still low.
Why?
Because I want people to choose me.
Can you see how you're actually doing your clients a disservice by making this about you and your stupid ego? You're kind of being selfish. You're being a little bit of a dick.
It's the young me that wasn't chosen that wants to be chosen. I've always felt like I don't belong.
Which is why you care so deeply about making people feel included.
Yeah, my number one thing, my big why, is to make people not feel alone. I felt so alone for so long.
You can't not belong.
Mm-hmm.
Life wants you here. That's why you're here. You're included. You can't not be included.
Welcome to another episode of Recode Your Mind with Calvin Carelli. And I'm here today with BB Hendry. And BB, tell me, what's up? Introduce yourself to people. What do you do? I think it has something to do with collages and art, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure where I get that idea. But yeah, let people know who you are, what you do.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm BB. And yeah, I don't like to make it a mystery for very long of what I do. Art is in me, born with it, bred with it, and can't seem to keep my hands off of it for very long. So I'm that person in the group. If it's just like small talk and things going on, pretty soon a stitching project comes out of my bag and I'm just, you know, over there working on things. So I love to share this passion with other people and to teach. And so that is the main thing that I do, how I earn my living, you would say, is teaching others, and not just the techniques, but also mindset and mental health is a huge part of what I do and why I do what I do. And so I like to go beyond the surface. I always say your art practice is so much more than the techniques that you use. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's my main thing. I love being able to reach new people and make meaningful connections with people mm-hmm. beyond the surface.
I love that. So is that the white sort of round, like, is that hair extensions? May not, what is
oh,
that?
It's ribbon. We could dye it and start a new
hair
thing.
Hair extensions
yeah.
made out of paper or something.
Yes.
Yeah. I like it. So your new business line is like, let's do hair extensions. Why not?
Wearable art. Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, there's a lot of that. Cool. That's a great business. So yeah, tell me, like, who's your typical client?
I would say somebody that has done art before, usually. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll go beginners through more experienced people, but the main people I see coming to me are, a lot of times they've put it aside. They don't think that they have other responsibilities, right? Mm-hmm. Like, think that there's always things that they should be doing. Mm-hmm. And in the end, it's people that really need it for just their well-being too.
Right.
So, I
so
find
is it more male or female?
Female for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I would
age
say
group?
middle age
yeah.
usually. So I'm a young one in my, demographic or in this arena, but I love the way it actually helps me connect with people. I've always been told I'm an old soul and connect with people that are older. I have the grandma hobbies and I've been doing them since I was five. So
I love it. And so you can be an old soul connecting with them with a youthful spirit.
Absolutely. And I'm finding more and more younger people too. I think mm-hmm. we're in a day and age where a lot of people are wanting to slow down and wanting to do more, you know, the whole analog movement, that sort of thing, where
tell me about the whole analog movement.
Yeah.
What's that?
Getting offline more and doing something. I like to think about it as doing something with your hands. So when any movement that you have on social media, how much are people actually doing it and how much are they just posting about it? Mm-hmm. For me, it is truly getting off of the screen more. And how are you feeling? How are you doing when you do the thing? How is it making you feel versus doing it for a specific end product all the time? So
what I'm hearing is what you're saying is that it's about getting on the screen to talk about getting off the screen to then document you getting off the screen on the screen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, cool.
Well, and I love this. I have nothing against the screen too,
no,
because
no,
I am so like The best thing I think that came out of COVID is that we were able to connect with people from all over the world in a much easier way. Like systems had to come into place to make that doable. And so I have students from all over the world that would not have been able to learn with me, and I would not have been able to meet them if it wasn't for this screen. So it doesn't, it's not all bad.
No, yeah, it's great. And I'm not, I'm just, it's just funny, right? Like, if it
Absolutely.
doesn't happen on social media, does it really count? Does it really exist?
Right.
So, sweet. Okay, so yeah, where are you at in your business? Where do you want to be? What's your biggest, your biggest challenge right now? Let's go in and solve some problems.
Yeah, I love that. So I've had a big growth year, 2024 to 2025. I about
Amazing, congrats.
3x'd my revenue, which was amazing.
Wow.
Simplera was a huge part of being able to scale that. I will brag about it to anybody. Yeah, there we go. I love being able to see the customer's journey from the first time they come on board to now, and all that, all those touch points. So I am at a point where I'm an ideas person. I love ideas. I've been the one to put it into action mostly up until pretty recently. I've tried to outsource more. And I think for me, it's just learning, well, A, getting the right people, and B, being able to let go of control a little bit. Like if it's to 90% of your standards, it's probably okay to go put it out there into the world and move on to the next thing versus having to have. I never thought I was a control freak until I have my business and I care about every tiny little detail. Learning to outsource more. I had an event earlier this year with 20,000 people. And by the way, Simplera held up. All of the programs held up, all the good things.
Nice.
And so I'm getting ready to launch my signature offer for the fourth year here in August. Looking to run another event again. So I think trying to keep my energy for the things that only I can do and then find ways to outsource other parts of it.
All right. So the challenge is what?
Being able to find the right people, partly. Like I think I'm in a good spot finally right now of having one solid person that I work with, and then I just hired out to an ad agency to help with that side of things. But so much of people's is over promised, but and then they under deliver, and that's always a really big disappointment. I have high expectations. I know that I do, and yet I don't want to settle for less. And so, and I don't want my customers to settle for less. And so,
So where are you, okay, so what are the, so you say you have one person on the team now and then there's the agency? Like where, so tell me about the mismatched expectations. Where's that happened?
well, the agency is brand new. I'm just starting to work with them. This, like, we're about ready to push ads like the next couple days here. So I am still full of optimism and everything has run smoothly so far. So, but I have a tendency to see red flags and paint them white and not think that they're an issue until later down the road. And so part of it is just working with myself on it, of being like, hey, that is a problem. Just note it. Like, it doesn't need
No,
to
I get
become
it.
a thing
So
yet.
let's get specific for a minute. So what's some of the experiences you've had where expectations were not met?
Yeah, absolutely. So, handling things with like customer service and going over the process of how to handle that, how to reply to people, and then coming back a week later to check on things and, things are not replied to or information was given wrong. And if I give the information and I give it to you in an organized SOP, I don't know where your disconnect is. Basically, like, how do I help you more in this?
Understood. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So what I would say is like I would start by raising your first standard. So I get what you're saying with like 90% as good is better. I would even go like 80%
I was
as
going to
good
say
is
80 to 90%, but then, yeah.
80% as good is 100% fucking great.
Yeah.
And
my bar, my intention, my goal is 120% as good. Right? I want to hire people who are better than me at the things. Right? So that I'm like, all right, great. I don't even want to know. Like, I don't even need you to keep me in the loop on this thing because I just know you got it, and I know you'll do so much of a better job than I ever would. Right? That's the standard. That's my
I
standard.
love that.
Doesn't always happen, but like, let's set the bar there, you know? I mean, so the first just thing that pops into my head is like, the person that you experience that with, is that the person that you have now on the team, or is
No,
that someone else?
no,
Okay.
no.
So the person that you experienced that with, was that someone who was a little bit more of an artist like you, or more of like a
It was a
rigid?
friend. So,
Okay.
you have high hopes that that person is going to be ideal for the role. And it was in writing from the beginning that it wasn't. And
Yeah.
so it's a learning. It's all a learning thing. Now, the person I have now, I put out applications to my community. So it was artist based, but the person I have now worked as an editor for 20 years and unexpectedly got laid off with company layoffs. Like, they were so overqualified for the position that I was like, why do you want to work for me? And they just wanted some sort of art adjacent sort of thing in their life. And so that's the key. I think you're right, of can they do it better than what I can do? And then letting them do it.
And our tendency is always to want to find someone like us. But what we need is the opposite, you know.
I can
You
already
need
do what
someone
I
who's
can
like
do.
a, yeah, like you're the fucking artist, right? So own that. You need someone who's like SOPs, processes, rules, stand, like who just
Here's the
like,
thing, though. I'm both. I love that side of it. So to know how well things can function when I put streamline things, and then just to hand it over to somebody who, I don't know.
But that's what I mean, right? You gotta find someone who loves that, right? Who's not like, well, I really want to be an artist, but I'll do this. But no, who just absolutely fucking loves the like straight lines.
Except I will say, having somebody that's an artist means that they understand my brain
No, and I
and the
get that
customer's
too.
brain.
And I get that too. I'm just saying that they're leaning. Their dominance has to be on that side so that they can just fucking run with the thing. And yeah, like it's, I mean, sounds great. What you have now is someone who's like has that artistic side, like wants to be part of something that's that. And you just gotta, it's just gotta be clear, like this is the job. I had someone help me out as an assistant here for a bit, and she was like, she's just like so deep into her own personal spiritual journey. And I was like, we're getting ready to run an event in my house. And my partner was doing a, we were doing a process together, like closed eyes, like 30 minutes, all that stuff. And this person just sat down next to us, just kind of like soaking it all in. And she was just like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm like, that's not what I'm fucking paying you for. Like, I love that you're into this, but you got shit to do, right? So it's great that she's into it, and like you got a job to do here. So, sweetheart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which I think has totally been the case for this person that I'm with, of she very clear on what comes first. Any art that you take from it is a bonus, but otherwise we're getting down to business first.
Awesome. So what's the fucking challenge? You seem to be
I
doing great.
am doing pretty good right now. I think I don't, this person has been working well. She's been with me probably maybe October of last year. And so it was slow getting into it and learning to trust. And every time I gave her something more, she has done better than what I hoped for. And so I've just been more and more handing to her. The ad agency was a big financial move for me on more of a monthly retainer. But you have to
What's
spend
the
money to make money, right?
Can you share numbers like where you at revenue wise? What are you paying for your ad agency?
Yeah, so let's see. Last year, I think I brought in 155. And so this year so far, around 105, with my big launch now coming up here. So I'm hoping that that's a 100K launch. And let's see, the ad agency is about 5 grand a month. And they do the creative, the copy, the back end, all of it. So people I've hired in the past have only done one part of that, and I've still had on my plate to make the ads, you
Got
know,
it.
myself. So I've been able to just film like I want to film and then dump it in a folder, and they're gonna take it away and make magic out of it and do better than what I can do. So,
Amazing. All right.
yeah.
Sweet. So, okay. So what's your main, you're launching in August. What's the offer?
It's a 14-week class where they have lifetime access to all the content, but it's 14 weeks of live support. So we meet every week. I have office hours each week, so they get direct access to me. I do personalized feedback on all of their stuff, and
One on one or like on a in a group format?
group format this year. So up until now, I've given away free like photo mock-up feedback, which took me like 2 hours per person. And so that was a change for me this year to say, if you want that, I'll still offer it, but it's going to be an add-on. But otherwise, I'm going to do kind of hot seat coaching where they can submit ahead of time and I'll pick a few and work through it. So I'm hoping that can help me scale energy wise, and you know, be able to have more people. My price point has stayed the same for the last 3 years, and so
What
I've
is the
already
price
said
point?
397.
397,
So
$4.
yeah, so next year it's definitely increasing, but I have some hesitations around that too. I know it's worth it. There's like 50 hours of pre-recorded content in there that's like valuable pre-recorded, not just, you know, empty space. So it's
So what's the
time.
hesitation?
Money is hard, right? Like, and yet I know it's worth more, and I think the hesitation comes from I want people to be included so badly, and yet it's always the people that you end up giving away for free that don't participate, or you know, at least that's been my experience a lot of the time. So sometimes when you put a little money in, you
Okay,
treat
so
it.
let's roll back the film here a little bit.
Yeah.
Money's hard.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, I mean, I was raised in a pretty like cult-like religion, high control. And I was raised to believe that my job was going to be a wife and a mother. Well, got married young, so I did that part. Been married now almost 10 years. But the kids part decided I didn't want children, and we left the religion. And finally, for the first time, it was okay, what do I want to do with my life? Like, what does this look like? What are these possibilities? And so, to even be the one making the income, my husband is a nurse practitioner, to then make more than him was such a like a huge like he's the most supportive guy ever. Not like great, I made more than you, but just that it was possible out of something. So I don't know. It's hard to charge for things, and yet you can't not.
Yeah, money is hard. I have a dollar bill in my wallet. It doesn't seem very hard to me. This just kind of seems a little squishy and I don't know, soft, flappy,
Throw some
maybe. I don't
coins
know.
at you.
That's fair. It's fair. It can be all hard. Yeah, no, it's just, yeah. Money's hard. So, yeah, what's the, so you want to make sure people are included. I mean, so.
I know.
Let's talk about this,
Well,
right? So, yeah.
yeah. Well,
Well,
how I've kind of solved it in my brain and why I'm okay increasing the price next year. I still need to figure out what that is.
next
Well,
year.
we're already in launch. Like, I've already said it. I already kind of obligated myself to the price point back in early this year. So My event for the 20,000 people that I held is a free event with an upgrade at the end. That's my get as many people into the door familiar with me
And the
as
upgrade is
possible.
a $400 offer.
No, it's a $40 offer.
Oh, where's the $400 offer? So yeah,
this
walk me
is
through the
happening
launch.
Now in August, which I'm running another event beforehand, but I kind of use that as like everybody is included. And then this other one that's more higher ticket is maybe not everybody is included. Like that's how I solve it in my brain.
Wait. Okay, so there's a something for free,
Yes.
and then there's something for $40, and then there's something for $400. Is that right?
Yes. Well, I mean, I have other offers too, but they're evergreen.
Okay, so the free thing is what?
It's a 2-week art event.
Like a challenge kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then at the end of that, they can buy something for $40.
Yes.
And that what's that?
It's an extended version of the event, like more.
2 weeks more?
They get lifetime access to the content. It's more than just like the 20-minute video daily. It's there's more tutorials that go along with it. I show them how to put it all together, which is one of the big things. It's not just creating the pieces. People want to know
Got
how
it.
to put it together.
So it's like it enhanced, but does it
Yeah.
also continue with daily things after the free 2 weeks then?
No.
Okay. And then how are you selling the $400 thing?
So this year I am running a 4-day event. My masterclass is four big sections. And so each day is going to be like a section where I'll go live with them. We'll create something from it and I'll show how in the class we go
Wait,
even
so
deeper into it.
So the free 2 week thing and the $40 thing, how does that relate to the $400 thing?
Same sort of concepts,
but
but
timing wise, sequencing wise.
February was my free event, and then this one's August.
So, okay, so free event and a $40 event in February. And then there's nothing else for them to buy. I mean, you've got some courses or whatever, but like.
I do have courses for them to buy. I do live events throughout, but they're just one-offs.
Okay, and so the $400 thing happens in August next month. Okay, and what is the adage? Is the adage bringing people to the $400 thing? What are the
Yes.
agency going to do?
Yes. Well, get them into the door for the free 4-day event and then
Okay.
convert them to
Okay.
the.
So you're doing a free 4-day event in August.
Yes.
And then the upsell from that is
Yes.
$400.
Yep.
Can I ask you a question?
Please. That's why we're here.
I always love when people say, "Can I ask you a question?" And I'm like, "You already did."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Wait, like,
Done. You've got your one.
Right. That was your question. Stupid question to ask." Okay. So this is my math programmer brain.
Yes.
My wife does not always love that part of me. Hey.
I love playing devil's advocate. So please go for it.
Anyway, so why are you doing both a 2 week free to $40 and a 4 day free to $400? Like, why are we doing both?
Yeah, so the free 2 week event started with this $400 on the back end. And quite frankly, I burned out. It was too much back to back. The free event, I ended up throwing too much into, giving away too much. They had too much to do, which meant, why are they going to keep going for $400 when they already have enough to keep their appetite full?
Yeah.
So I made the decision that I loved that 2 week event so much, like the community around it, everything, that I wanted to keep it and make it its own standalone event
okay.
with the upsell at the end, which did convert well. I had like a 10% conversion from there. So
that means $4 per participant for 2 weeks, right?
To get them in the door, you mean?
I mean, if you're making $40 per person who buys,
yep,
and 10% of the people who are in part of the challenge buys, that means you're making $4 per member of the challenge
Sure.
on average for 2 weeks of Like work, that's a lot. But yeah, okay. Yeah.
Are you saying that's good or bad? I can't
It's
tell.
bad.
Oh,
You're
okay.
spending 2 weeks of giving every day for 2 weeks so you can make $4 per person. I mean, it's not the most brilliant business move, but hey, you can do
Yeah, so I mean, it started out as it was supposed to be the launch event into the masterclass, and it ended up throwing too much into the free event, so then I didn't have the energy then for the other. Yeah.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how much do you hate money?
I love money. I don't hate money. I come in here thinking I'm doing pretty well, and you're like, you're fucking trash.
Someone has said. No,
I
but
know.
you're just making it way harder for yourself. Which
Okay, well then enlighten me. I would
is
love
fine.
it.
Yeah, okay. So there are two kinds of people in this world.
Okay.
There are the kinds of people who divide people into two kinds of people, and then there's two kinds of people. There are people who have more time than money, and there are people who have more money than time.
Sure.
Right?
Okay.
So when you do a
Yep.
free 2 week event, which of these two are you going to attract?
The time people.
Right.
Yeah, that
So
have time.
hence,
Yeah.
right. So, which is why like a $400 is harder, $400 offer is harder than a $40 offer. When you do a 4 day launch, like you're more likely to get more of the people who have more money than time. So the first thing that I would do if you're not already is the moment people register for the 4 day thing, you pitch them the $400 thing.
Yes.
You're
Done.
doing that?
Yes.
Great. Awesome. Because, right, the person who has more money than time, they're like, I don't care about the free thing. I just want whatever you're selling because I like you, right? So we do that. Okay, cool. So then, yeah, I mean, if it was me, I know you say you love doing the 14-day thing and the community around and all that stuff. Like, I was just like go all in on the 4 day to $400, right?
Okay, yes, but then it's only a 14-week class and I offer it once a year. So is the
Well, nobody
solution
said once a year, and nobody said it has to remain a 14-week class. So,
okay.
but like the 2 weeks to for a $40 program, like if you love it, that's fine. That's your
Yeah.
charity work. It's your pro bono work. But let's not call it business. Is you do it because you like it. That's fine.
Yeah.
It might also, sure, it might nurture some people that then like are interested in the
It
thing when it
definitely
happens,
does.
like
I do have data on that, that it does, but I know
6 months
what you're
later, whatever, all that stuff. That's fine, right? But like, it's not where you're gonna make your money. You're gonna make the
saying.
money in this thing. So what would you say is the what's the deepest value that people get from doing the $400 thing from with you?
I think the confidence in themselves that they can do it. Like they can put the pieces together, they can make something
And what
that
does that
they're.
do for them?
Well, confidence in your art carries into confidence in your everyday life. So you're going to be more confident making decisions in your daily life because you know how to deal with decision fatigue and how to deal with perfectionism and
Would you say it helps people get out of their mind and into their creative soul spirit selves?
probably, yeah.
Would you say it helps them silence or just change their relationship with their inner critic?
Yes,
And
for
get into a
sure.
more, right?
For sure, yeah.
Might that affect how they show up as a mom, as a wife, as a,
I would hope so. Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it connects them with themselves, which then connects them with the people that they love. Yeah. So that's the value.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, like the collage, the art is kind of the excuse, is the vehicle.
It's the
It's
vehicle,
cool.
absolutely. It's the medium that we're exploring these other things through. Yep.
Right. So this is the real transformation. So
I want you to really own that, really claim that, and speak to it as well. Not as the only thing that you speak to, but you definitely want to speak to that. Right?
Yeah.
And you want to remind people, like you, I mean, I'm assuming that a bunch of these people are moms, right?
Yeah, I would think quite a few are. Yeah, most.
And that always, like, gets to people. So, like, if you're like, imagine you saying something like, hey, you're a mom, and I bet that you know very well when you take your inner critic, your inner self-judgment out on your kids.
Right.
Out on your husband. You know what that does to them. And you know what that does to you because it eats at you. You know it doesn't feel good and it diminishes them and it damages the relationship. And yet you do it, not because you're a bad person. There's no judgment. There's no shame. There's no guilt here. But you do it because you don't know better. Because it's just habitual. It's unconscious. And as part of this challenge, like, I believe that part of the reason that you're attracted to this is that you feel the possibility of something else. And collage and art speaks to you because it speaks to a different part of you. It speaks to your heart. It speaks to your soul. And I promise you that in the process of going through this work together, making art and getting your hands dirty and paint all over and all that stuff, you're going to transform your relationship with that inner critic, with that inner tormentor. And that's going to change how you feel about yourself. And it's going to change how you show up as a mom, as a wife, at work. And it's going to completely transform your relationship with the people that you love the most, starting with you. And imagine what this is going to mean to you a year from today, 5 years from today, 10 years from today, 30 years from today. Your kids are going to look back to this decision that you made right here to join this program. You thought was about art, which it is, but they're going to be able to look back and be like, that was the moment that my mom decided who she was going to be as a mom.
Decided to show up differently. Yeah.
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 Do you think that's going to hit home?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a lot of what I talk about in my live programs, on the sales page, all of it. It's just hard to equate money value to things.
Okay.
You're like, no, it's not.
Okay. So what's an indulgence that this mom enjoys?
Fancy supplies, maybe.
Yeah. Or Starbucks latte or
sure.
What's the thing? Yeah. Okay. Well, how much is a Starbucks latte?
I don't go to Starbucks. But like $8 or something now, probably.
Yeah. Right. So, all right. So let's say it's $8, right? They probably, let's say they do it once a day. Let's just say they do it like not every day, but like 300 days a year. So that's $2,400.
So, like, I understand where people can, like, cut money and things.
No, I'm not talking about cutting money.
Okay. Yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, they gladly spend $2,400 a year on their caffeine, sugar, fat habit. Right?
Getting them to understand that
but
this can do more for you.
I want you to get this. I want you to get this.
Yeah.
They're already spending $2,500 a year on caffeine, sugar, and fat every day. That does zero good for them. It hijacks their adrenals. It doesn't make them a better mom or a wife or anything. But they do it anyway. And they do it gladly. And whatever, that's their choice. No judgment. And you're squirmish about charging $400 for something that's going to change the trajectory of their fucking life. And not just their lives, but their kids' lives and their wives and their kids and their husbands and like the whole fucking ripple effect.
Yeah.
Do you see how crazy that is?
I do. I do.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I know. Good. I know. All right,
we're done here.
There's some work to be done around money in my head. I know that.
Yeah. But you get it.
I do, because I just know it takes, but the money aside, it takes work to become a different version of who you are.
Yeah.
Rather, whatever you're going to do, it takes, I've done a lot of self-work over these last couple of years of deconstructing from religion, all of it. And so I know it takes doing the hard things in order to even make a difference. So it's
Right.
getting them in, willing to do the work, but then also put money behind it.
Do you think them putting more money behind it are going to make them more committed to
Yes.
doing the work again? Okay.
Yes.
All
Because
right.
you want to get your money's worth, right?
Yeah. All
Yeah.
right. So can you see how you're actually doing your clients a disservice by making this about you and your stupid ego? I'm
Yeah.
just being
No,
facetious
I
here.
know. I know. I
Rather
know.
than what's actually
Yeah.
serving them, you're kind of
Yeah.
being selfish. You're being a little bit of a dick.
Okay, so then I'd love to play the other part of this. So what about all the people that I have helped that truly would not have been able to come in unless it was less money?
What about
Well, poor things. What about them? Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah.
Well, and
Well,
then I think that's why I have an event that is less costly as in terms of money financially, because the high ticket can't be for everybody.
hang on. And we haven't said a number. I'm just saying, like, I'm
I
just trying to
know.
get you to a place where you're comfortable charging more. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not saying 40,000. I'm not saying
Right.
400,000. I'm more saying like 4 million. That's where I'm like going. Just kidding. Just
Done.
kidding.
Done.
Right.
You're my first client, right?
Right. No. I want you to really get that what people can quote unquote afford is very fungible. Very fungible.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, they can afford to spend $2,500 on a daily latte, but they can't afford $400 on or
It's a
whatever.
choice that they're making.
Right.
Yeah.
They like their car breaks down, they're going to find a way. If they want that big new flat screen TV, they're going to find a fucking, like, it's not like whether
So
people are
it
rich
is
or
an
poor has
ego
nothing
thing
to.
of being like, well, if you're not making the choice to choose me, I have to be okay with that.
Of course, but
You
you
know
have
what I
to do that
mean? Like, that's
anyway.
where it comes down to of like, I have to be okay with the people going, oh, that's not worth it to me.
But are there, so let me ask you this. So you have a free 2 week thing and a free 4 day thing. How many people, you don't have to tell me the exact amount, but just tell me the number of people who are in your free things, is that more or less than 8 billion people?
It's more, obviously.
Right. So even at free, there's still people who don't choose it.
That's very true. That's very
Yeah.
true. Yeah.
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 So how low do you want to make that price? I'm gonna give you all $1 million. I promise
Right.
you, even if you were gonna get to give everybody $1 million to join, there would still be people who didn't join.
That's very true. Yeah. You just have to know that the ones that are supposed to will be there.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and they get to choose. One of my favorite clients, so my coaching program, Recode, the first hat I was wearing. Let's put that back on
Switch
here.
back,
There we
yeah.
go. Yeah, so here you go. Like I'm gonna have two
You
hats. Here we go. So in Recode,
look
one of my favorite,
smart. Yeah.
right? Doesn't they look great? One of my favorite clients is Kimberly. So Kimberly Starkey, pianist composer. She's awesome. She joined Recode. For her, she could not afford $8 for a pair of new socks or whatever that I don't know how many socks you get for $8,
Right.
whatever. That's what she told me. Her dog needed his toenails clipped, and that was like $6, and that she couldn't afford that. She was on food stamps. She had nothing. She joins Recode for 1 month for $1,500. She borrowed from her mom.
and she's in Recode for 1 month only, and she goes fucking after it.
I bet she
you.
Does.
She showed up for every call.
I bet
she had
did.
Our questions, and she just took as much as she could get. And now she's off food stamps. She's got an incredible business. Like, that was the fucking turning point. And she was like, I'll never forget. She was like, I've been in therapy for like 10 years. And I end up getting this from a software company. It was a software company that fucking turned her life around. Like,
I love that, Calvin, because it's like, if you do charge more, if you charge what it is worth, you get people in there that are going to be so passionate about it, which makes the entire community more passionate and more in it. That's a good antidote to tell, because that's a good one. That's a
right.
For sure. Yeah.
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 Yeah. And here's what's cool too. Right. So you lowering your prices is doing people a disservice. Of course, there's price elasticity, right? The higher the prices, the fewer are going to buy. Not always. Like, you also find that, like, if it's too low, then then people don't think it's good, all this stuff. So there's a point. But the great thing is when you optimize so that you make, like, the ideal price point for the outcome you want, whether that is to make as much money as possible or to get the best groups of clients that get the best results or whatever you're optimizing for. When you do that, you make a bunch of money. You can then afford to give scholarships to people.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. And so now you're like, okay, let's say it's $1,000 or whatever you feels right for you. It's $1,000. You sell fewer, but then like you make way more profit off it. You probably make more revenue too. And then you can say, I'm going to reserve 20 spots for people to come in on a full or partial scholarship. And here's where you can apply for that. And so now you get people to tell you why they're going to really actually use this to transform their lives, right? Why they're going to be committed. So you get them to invest emotionally, not just financially.
Yeah.
And so now you're serving them even better, and you anchor the price point at whatever the price point is. Like, this is the value you're getting. I'm going to give you some off. What you can also do is for everybody who joins at, say it's $1,000, you can be like, hey, if you want to enable someone else to get in here at a full or partial scholarship, you can donate an extra amount, and I will make sure that that goes to other people. Boom.
Yeah, I've been a part of programs like that, and I pretty much always choose the higher option, because it's like, I want other people to be able to experience it too. So, okay, so strategy question, then how do you scale to that? Like, how do you, can't is a strong word, but do you come back the next year and you're double the price? Like, that feels big to do. I can hear your reply already in my head of like, you need to like warn them or like tell them, or I don't know, but I know you don't. Owe it to them.
No, right, exactly. They could have fucking joined it last year. So here's like a bunch of those people are going to be new.
Right. They wouldn't have known the difference either way.
Right.
Yep.
If people come back and rejoin, do people join again the next year?
Yeah, at a discount. Yeah.
So you can still give them a discount.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. Alumni get a discount for life. That's cool. And you can even say that, like, when you join here at this price, so what is the discounted price?
Like 75% off. It's $95, $97.
So it's $100, basically.
Yeah, $100.
So you can just be like, hey, you're part of the first group. You get the discounted that price for life. Other people, and you can, if you want it, you can be like, but only if you join every year.
Yeah.
Up to you.
Yeah.
You can, whatever. Yeah. You can also be like, for anytime, you're welcome to come back.
Yeah.
At $100. And maybe they, whatever. There's so many things we can do. Like, they can invite a friend, and that friend can get a discount through them. Like, whatever.
Yeah,
they can
do like
stuff,
that.
Fun stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the people who now join at $1,000 next month are going to – I'm waiting for your reaction there.
No.
So those –
strategy's already in place.
Those that join at $1,000 next month, you say, hey, this is probably not going to stay. Like, as the value goes up of this thing, and we get even more success stories, blah, 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 price is going to go up. But if you join this year, you're going to be locked in at an alumni price of only $500 if you want to rejoin in the future. And that is locked in for life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that becomes part of the benefit is like, yeah, you're locked into an alumni price. 50% off is plenty, man.
Yeah, probably. I think yeah. You're right. But yeah, I do like that. Well, and nobody can say this year, like the people I was thinking about of like, oh, last year you offered it for this is you're right. They can join this year then. Like that right. is on them if they don't join. I have been more than clear that the price is not staying. And so, yeah.
And you can add another thing if you want to. Hey, it's not the same program. We added the thing.
Yes, which I do. I complete. Yeah. That's the thing, the crazy about the price staying the same is it's basically an entirely new thing each year. Not entirely, but
yeah,
it's big, big changes each year. So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So the free event, the 2-week free event that I do, is like a 97 price? Like I still want it to be on not the high end. Like I want something in my catalog or events that's still low.
Why?
Because I do. I don't know.
So the 2-week thing, what purpose is that serving for you? You like it.
I do. I really like it. So many people get such an impact from it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it needs to be on the launching something. It needs to be used to launch something bigger, which I do have plans next year, possibly of not opening a membership, but I'd like to do cohorts. I like a beginning and end to thing. So to do 6-week sort of cohorts that I would probably launch on the back end of that 2-week event. So that would be a higher ticket.
Okay. Do you hate money on a scale of
I love money.
No, I'm just messing with you.
No.
No, it's just like, I mean, the simple thing is, the simple model here, right, is like, do the $400 thing at whatever price point.
Mm-hmm.
Add a VIP.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if the main thing is 400 or 500 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or 1,000, I don't care. Like if it's the main thing is 500, maybe there's a $2,500 VIP where they just get more you.
Yeah.
Never forget. People want you.
That's what they're joining for. Yeah. Absolutely.
They're joining for you. You're the product. You're the thing that, mm-hmm. that draws people in. So if you can give people more you, more proximity, mm-hmm. they will happily pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a group of people who will happily pay 5X, whatever the price mm-hmm. is, to get more you. And so add that VIP and then I just run it more often. And then your ad campaign is just like
locked in.
getting leads into the machine mm-hmm. so that whenever you launch this, like 2 times a year, 3 times a year, whatever, you run the same exact play and then you make a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you still want to do a 2-week thing just for fun, for shits and giggles, you can, but like whatever.
I do like treating it as my main lead generator for the year. Because those people do convert into other things, but.
Yeah, but you want to generate leads every day.
Yes. Yes. Which I am with ads and stuff.
Right. So what is the 2-week thing doing?
I love it.
I know. And that's fine. Look, like this is your business and we want you to love what you do. And it's totally fine.
But
to be
it
like,
needs
hey,
to be worth it financially
it.
Too, because so much goes into it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's fine too. You're like, hey, I break even on this. And then like people love me so much, they end up joining the main thing and it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
It's just not like, it's not like a smart businessman, but it doesn't have to be a smart business move. Right. Like maybe it is. And there's some angle to it that I'm not, like, you know, seeing here, but like,
no, I actually think the thing that you've brought up in my mind is it so much that I'm passionate about it because I want people to choose me. Like it is an ego thing. Like having that number of people choose you, mm-hmm. even though it's what I'm offering, there's something about it
mm-hmm.
which apparently means work in my own head, but yeah, I don't think it's an uncommon thing to feel, but yeah.
So, what's that young
I know
girl
it
who
is.
wants to
It's
be
the
chosen?
it is. It is. It's the young me that wasn't chosen that wants to be chosen.
Yeah, tell me about
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. Just as a kid, I was always told I was the drama queen. I was loud. I was obnoxious. And in my own head, it was always like, but all I did was state my opinion. What do you mean that was too much? Like, so being told too much that you're for most of your life,
Well, not
you
mine, yours.
Yeah. In my life, yes. Most of my life, being told I'm too much to then having people receive who you are, the genuine you, receive it with such open
You.
arms. Yeah, me. Receive me with such open arms. It makes you feel good, and it makes me feel good.
Yeah, good. Good job.
That's I do that. Even when I'm journaling, I catch myself in the you feel this way, and it's like, no, I feel this way. It makes me want more of that. Yeah. Lost my train of
Look at
thought,
you.
but
No,
yeah.
you're great. You're doing great. You're amazing. You're so sweet. So, if you can think of it, can you think of a moment where little Brooke was told that she was too much? Like, is there a situation that you can think of that you can share? Just anything specific.
Yeah, specific. I dissociated a lot from my childhood. So, yeah, just with my brothers, I guess, being like just saying, "Oh, I'm excited about this too." Like, "Oh, you have a game going on. I'm really excited to like go watch you." Which was all about them. And then still being told, like, this isn't about you. I don't care that you're excited. Like, don't too much. It's not a very good example, but I'm having trouble on the spot thinking of something.
And what did young, how old were you?
I mean, that like under 10, probably. Yeah.
So what did that, let's say 8 maybe ish, what did 8-year-old Brooke make that mean?
Be quiet.
Be quiet, I'm too much. And what's the truth of it?
It was
What
probably
did it
more about
mean?
them than me. Yeah.
Have you ever you know when like the kind of person who is like very kind of controlled, held back, like stiff kind of thing. And then like someone, I, so one of my classmates in high school was this guy, and he was like very intellectual, very in his head. And he was like, and he was like the one person, like if you try to give him a hug, it was just like, right. I don't know what his background was, what happened. I feel for him. But like when you're that like tight and controlled and someone comes and is just like a bundle of life, a bundle of joy, it can be a little intimidating, right? It can make people feel a little uncomfortable.
I don't think that was the scenario,
No?
but I know what you're saying. Yes, 'cause they were very open and bubbly with their people. I just was told I am not one of your people, basically, you know, like over and over.
So tell me about that. I'm not one of your people.
I always thought like our family was really close growing up. We always like extended family. We all lived within 15 minutes, so we were physically together quite a bit. As we aged, I just realized like, yeah, blood only gets you so far. You have to choose to be with people. You have to choose to hang out and choose to share things. And so when you're not included in that, here's the thing. It was always, we didn't even think to include you. So it wasn't even an active, I don't want to include her. It was, I
Got
didn't even think of you in the first place to include
it.
you, which is.
So what I'm hearing is more about less of like I'm too much, more of like I don't belong.
Oh, I've always felt like I don't belong. Yeah,
Yeah, right.
very much
That's
so.
the one, which is why you
Yeah.
care so deeply about making people feel included.
Yes, my number one thing, my big why is to make people not feel alone. I felt so alone for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
yeah. So tell me about that. What's a moment where BB felt really alone and not belonging?
Yeah, well, not wanting to choose to be alive anymore. I mean, I really bad periods of, I mean, still actively deal with my mental health. Thankfully, been in a good position for a couple years now, but 2019 was a year of not my husband going to work and not knowing if I'd be home alive when he comes home. I just felt like no, I didn't have enough education about depression and anxiety that other people do it too. I didn't have enough talking with other people, knowing that what I'm feeling, other people feel too. And so when you're in your own head and you have a constant inner monologue going, that is what? When you're like, stop putting that shit on me. What was I saying? Yeah.
When you're in your head and in the
Yeah, just
dialogue.
constantly feeling all of these things. And then when you start to spiral, it amplifies, right? Like it just, when I start to spiral, it all amplifies. Yeah. So, yeah, it was never really close to a ton of people growing up. I always got along with everybody, but I was never felt that close to people. And so I think part of it is finding relationships now that it's like
So, what was your relationship with your mom and dad like?
pretty close to my mom, but in a way that she didn't really have close friends. And so I was the friend. My brothers were off doing their own things. And so I felt a lot of responsibility. I feel other people's emotions and could feel that of, okay, so this is my responsibility to take care of, which should not be on a child to
So you
take
had to
care of.
take care of your mom emotionally so that you would be safe.
Yeah.
And where was your dad?
Working a lot.
And what was their relationship, your mom and dad?
Good. Definitely good, but there was some financial stuff that happened in there. You could just feel the whole strain, like things just shifted of it all being really good to all, okay, we really need to watch what we spend. So I always had everything I needed physically, but yeah.
But also, like, clearly your mom not emotionally satisfied, so she needed you. Yeah. And didn't, yeah, got it. So, yeah. I mean, so I would just want to be like, mindful of time here, but I mean the picture's kind of coming together here, right? So what's I'm gonna kind of cut to the chase, and then like I hope this kind
Please.
of lands. If not, we'll but like the one that you're looking to be included by is you, right? The one that you want to be chosen by is you. Like that's the work.
Yeah. And I have to say my pricing as it stands now does not reflect that. The work that I have done these past couple years stuff, I have never felt more like myself, more happy to be who I am in my own skin and all of it. So I think since business minded was so far behind of not even thinking I could do anything.
I get it.
Yeah.
So let
So
me. So, what I want you to get is you with belonging, you can't not belong. You can't
not belong, who you are. You're here as a soul on this planet at this time. You can't not belong. You're here. Because you're here, you belong. And it doesn't matter what humans think about that.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if your brothers agree, if your parents agree, if your clients agree, if all 8 billion people on the planet agree. They can all gang up, all 8 billion of us, and be like, BB doesn't belong. That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that you don't belong, because you can't not belong. Life wants you here. That's why you're here.
Agreed. You're included. On that part. Yeah.
You're included. You can't not be included. No matter what any human says or does, you can't not be included at a soul level. You just are. You're part of everything. You can't not be. On a human level, blah, 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 bullshit, all that stuff. Right?
Yeah.
Shit. Who cares? On a soul level, you can't not belong. You can't not be included. And that's true for you, and it's true for everybody else. And whatever stories people make up about whether they feel included or not has nothing to do with you.
True.
And so the more that you are just, every time you hear yourself talk about this and what if they can't afford it and include, they want to make everybody feel included, all that stuff, just remind yourself the only thing that matters is that you go talk to 8-year-old BB and be like, hey, I choose you. I include you. You belong.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
And the more that you just do that and you rest in that, everything else is going to sort itself out. And whether you charge 400 or 40 or 4,000 or whatever, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. Because this is going to, when you operate from this energy, from coming from the truth of who you are, of your incarnation, of your soul, that's going to change the energy of everything that you do.
Very
and
true.
That's going to have a way deeper impact on people through your free stuff, your social media, your even watching your ads is going to impact people in a different way. And that's the game. Way more people are going to be transformed through your free content and your ads than will ever be through your programs. And that's fine. That's how it's supposed to be. Right? Everything you put out is a gift to people. But when you're stuck in the personality, in the human BB, trying to work to feel included, trying to work to make everybody else to feel included, well, that's a waste of energy. It's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Because it's based in the lie that you're not included or that there is such a thing as being not included. That's a fundamental lie. And you can't outrun a lie.
Right. Right.
There's not an amount of money or time or effort or work or caring about people or anything that's going to outrun the lie. And the more that you're operating from the fact, from a belief that there's some truth to it, that you can belong or be included, not be included, the more you're projecting that onto people. And so now that you're just reinforcing their story.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't disagree. Now it's just working on it whenever it comes up.
Yeah.
Acknowledging it, noticing it, and saying how, like, let's move on from that. And
saying, you know, hugging BB.
Mm-hmm.
Hugging the young BB and just like, yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
We're good. It's already done.
Yeah. It's already done. Yeah.
It's already done.
Yeah.
You just got confused for a second. It's okay. Happens to
no,
all of us.
You got confused. Not me. I'm going to have to really catch myself on that because I notice myself doing that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very common. Sweet. You're so so sweet and so bubbly and so such a delight.
Thank you.
What a gift to the world.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great talking to you and getting to know you. I feel like I know your software pretty well. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you talk about this stuff? The pain, the the depression and stuff with your people?
Yeah, I try to. I always say that like vulnerability is one of my superpowers. Somehow I have the ability to, even through all the pain, to talk about it and to be able to express it. So, yeah. It's the main heart of all that I do. It's interesting because your it art is the vehicle that we t talk about these things, but it's really all of the other stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. When I was making a lot of music for a while, same thing, right? Like the it's just 98% of it is just silencing the critic.
Love that.
Sweet. Cool. What do you take with you? What do you know is to be true now?
Yeah, that belonging is so much more than what other people say. It's if you have to feel it for yourself and you have to accept yourself before anybody else is going to accept you.
And it ma
And
matters not a fucking iota what they think. They have no say.
And that I can help people with these things, but ultimately it's their choice whether they feel like they belong or not. I can only be so welcoming, give so much away, give so much, but that final choice is still there. So part of the money obstacle is them choosing to spend the money as part of them choosing themselves too.
And they belong whether they want to invest that or not, right? Like, it's not like they don't belong. It's just like that container is not for them. That's fine.
Yeah, very true. That container's not for them. I like that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So I mean, you're paying rent at your house, not at your neighbor's house. Like, doesn't mean that your neighbor doesn't, but it's just like,
Yeah.
this is my container. This is
This is my
my,
container. Yeah.
yeah.
I'm gonna say that next time. My container, get out. Oh. Yeah.
Sweet.
That was helpful. Thank you.
Cool, my pleasure.
Nice.
All right. Keep doing your brilliant work.
Thank you very much. I'll try to make better business decisions. I came in like so confident, and you're like, it's not good. I hate to break it to you.
It's great. I'm just messing with
I
you.
know.
You're doing great. And there, of course, there's more.
Of
There's
course.
more. There's
All
always
right.
more.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
Amazing.
Such a pleasure. I will
Yes.
see you soon in
Yeah.
some
Some capacity or another.
galaxy or
Yeah. Yeah.
part of the universe somewhere. We'll see. All right.
All right.
Appreciate you
Thanks,
so much.
Calvin.
See
Bye.
ya. Bye.